Speaking by telephone, Benazir Bhutto said that negotiations between her Pakistan People's Party and President Musharraf's government have yielded no concrete results. Ms. Bhutto would neither confirm nor deny that she met with General Musharraf in Abu Dhabi recently, as had been widely reported. But she said the Pakistani leader is making promises, but no concrete gestures toward a return to civilian rule.
One thing is certain, that time is running out for General Musharraf's side to reach some kind of an accommodation with the opposition. And unless that they can come up with upfront gestures, I think it's going to be very difficult, given that nothing has happened since the process began.
Ms. Bhutto, who served twice as Prime Minister of Pakistan in the 1990s, lives in exile and faces charges of corruption if she returns. She has consistently denied the charges, saying they are politically motivated. She says the lifting of the ban on her return and the dropping of the charges against her would be the kind of upfront gestures she is looking for. General Musharraf took power from Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in a bloodless coup in 1999. Ms. Bhutto is adamant that if General Musharraf wants to have any future political role under any negotiated deal with her Pakistan People's Party, he must give up his military role.
A new reform is not negotiable. It's something that's not constitutionally permissible, and it's not negotiable because the whole country is against it. The PPP has spent its whole life fighting to make a distinction between democratic governance and military governance. And having a uniform blurs the distinction between military rule and a civil rule.
Parliamentary and presidential elections are to be held sometime in the next few months in Pakistan. Which comes first is at issue. The president is elected by an electoral college made up of the national parliament and the four provincial assemblies. General Musharraf and his allies have control of the current parliament, which would virtually assure his re-election. But the opposition says the next president has to be chosen by the next parliament and assemblies. Ms. Bhutto noted that the Pakistani courts are becoming more assertive and independent after General Musharraf's dismissal of the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, which sparked widespread protests, was overturned. She says the presidential re-election issue might be legally challenged.
And of course there's the whole issue of the re-election for the President's Assembly, which in the view of the PPP would be illegal, but in General Musharraf's view, it's legal. So I think that it's probably an issue that's going to end up in the court.
Ms. Bhutto says if General Musharraf seeks re-election before general elections are held, her party might resign from parliament or boycott elections. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.